وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and human beings. And in previous episodes, we started studying and covering a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. In these sermons and lectures, he covers the life story and seerah or biographies of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the great leaders of Islam from his pure progeny. We were talking about the life of the Prophet of Islam in Medina. We talked about the external threats to early Muslim community in Medina. We talked about the pagans of Quraysh who attacked Muslims in Badr. And then we talked about how that resulted in another subsequent attack by pagans against Muslims in Uhud. There's this mountain called Uhud in the north of Medina. And pagans encountered, the army of pagans encountered army of Muslims there after an initial defeat of pagans against Muslims. Unfortunately, because of the disobedience of some of the Muslims, and because Quran says, وَفَشِلْتُمْ, you lost your courage and you left your positions, and that's why the enemy took advantage and attacked Muslims from the behind. And in that situation, chaotic situation, many good Muslims were martyred, including Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet of Islam, and some of those members of the army of Muslims, they were running away, escaping the battlefield. Quran says, "Tasaduna wala talwuna ala ahadin." You were climbing the mountain and you would not even turn to see behind what's going on in the battlefield. And the Prophet was alone, except for some Muslims who remained and defended the Prophet. So it was a bad story and bad memory for Muslims, especially the martyrdom of Hamza affected the Prophet gravely, and also other Muslims who were martyred. And there was a lesson for Muslims to be taken from this, that if you disobey the leadership, if you do not abide by the laws or by the instructions given by the leader, unfortunately, defeats such as what we see in Uhud are very possible. Then, after Uhud, because of that situation, you could say that the pagans still had hope that we can have our final blow to this community, to this religion, but we need proper preparation. So you have the Battle of Confederates or Ahzab or Khandaq, the Battle of Trench. And the reason that is called the Battle of Trench is that in the fifth year after the migration, pagans, being very happy from the results of Uhud, they said, okay, now we should just go and finish these people. But for this, we need to take other tribes beside ourselves. Now, in this book, in his lecture, Ayatollah Khamenei says that people of Quraysh might not have been very expert in military techniques and tactics. That's why, because they were mainly good in business. And that's why they took aid from other tribes and they create alliance against Muslims. That's why it's called confederates, Ahzab. So they created a very big army and they wanted to attack Muslims by surprise. But Muslims were informed beforehand and they took in defensive position. Inshallah, we're going to cover that in the second segment after the break.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the Battle of the Trench. We said it is called the Battle of the Trench because of the defense measure that Muslims took upon the instruction or suggestion by Salman the Persian, Salman Farsi, when the Prophet and the Muslim community in Medina were informed about the preparation of a great army by Confederates who were coming towards Medina. And they had only 1 week to think how they want to encounter them. The numbers were very higher than Muslims. And they had in mind, the Confederates, the pagans of Mecca, they had in mind that we go to Medina, we kill 100, 200 people, including the leadership and the people who are close to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then Islam will be finished. So Muslims were informed of this, and the Prophet summoned a council of Muslims that what should we do? And Salman suggested that in situations like this, in our part, in Persia, we have a defense measure. We call it khandaq, which is coming from the root, old Persian root khandaq, which means something that you dig. So we dig a trench, like large trench and long trenches, that would stop the army from coming to our city. So Muslims started, and again, you have the leadership style of the Prophet, come and come, not go and go. The Prophet himself started digging the trench, and all other Muslims also participated in that. Ahead of everyone was the Prophet himself, who would spend times here and there helping Muslims and digging the trench. So after 1 week, they had a long trench dug around Medina. Actually, there are some natural barriers like the rocks and hilltops around Medina that would function as natural barriers, and Muslims did not have to dig trench there. They only had one space in the north of Medina that they had to dig a trench. And then when the Confederate army arrived there, and it was winter, actually. So they were stopped. They could not do anything. And they spent, I think, 2 weeks there, including a week of digging the trench. It lasted for Muslims for 3 weeks. After 2 weeks being there, the Confederate army could not do anything, and they went back. That is the short version of the story. And there the Prophet said that this was the last time that they tried to attack us. And from now on, this will be our time to take active steps, not in the form of offensive attacks, but active steps. Inshallah, we're going to cover them in the next episode, how the Prophet step by step started to get close and establish their ground further and further by having the Umrah al-Qadha and then the Fatah, the triumphant return to Mecca, without any bloodshed and in a peaceful way. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, next episode, we're going to cover those later years of the life of the Prophet in Medina and leading to the Fatah, triumphant return to Mecca. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
river.